Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Blue Solar Storm, and it is the ninth day of the Blue Monkey Wave Spell, and it is the spectral moon day one. So there's a lot of change happening. It's May 2nd, so the spectral moon is the entirety of May, except for the first day and the last couple. So there's a correlation, if you need one, between the month of May and the spectral moon, because there isn't very much sort of direct or nearly direct connection between any of the Gregorian months and our natural time moons, except for May. So, let's see, it's the Blue Monkey Wave Spell. I'm trying to figure out what that means. It was a lot clearer to me at the beginning, just entering it, being like, oh, this is more fun, this is lighter. Yeah, the Blue Monkey Genesis. That continues. To me, things are more joyful. And I'm not talking about ecstasy. I'm just like talking about not disastrous and desperate. They're just more joyful. So they're kind of like even keeled. And but think about childhood, you know, or maybe that's what's going on, that you have to think about childhood. It's a childlike time. I think that can be generic, like acting like a child and also acting like I was as a child, feeling like I was as a child. So sort of the young-minded and some innocence, less serious, you know, maybe more imaginative. That's generic or specific, but it's certainly like talking about childlike behavior. That's some description. And then your own material about your upbringing. And I've got that going on, and I had it going on really deeply moving into this wave spell from White Mirror. So in White Mirror, I was just like hung out to dry by regressed feelings of being back in my upbringing. That was the sacrificial act. And so Blue Monkey is kind of an interesting afterthought of that, where I have clear vision about how locked down I got in old patterns, kind of family of origin trauma. And now I'm more like the kid who doesn't have trauma, like me, free of that, specifically me. You know, this is what I'm like as a child when I'm not suffering. And that's an interesting kind of entry point into this second half of the Zolk'in and exploration of the childlike experience of the Blue Monkey tribe. Then I thought there was more magic at the beginning. I just really love the magic. There is actually still magic happening. I moved 400 miles away from the center point of magic, which is Santa Barbara, California. It's just a really magical place. There are a lot of dolphins there, you know, and there's a lot of enchantment, and then I took off, and it's a little less magical where I am. But anyway, this is a time where we should experience some resurgence of what Blue Monkey offers, teaches, stands for, which is the magician. You know, it's kind of like a wild tribe. You know, it's a lot of different things. I guess, you know, they all are a lot of different things. I'm 20 years into a constant consideration of the tribes. So I guess I have like these stacked sections of attributes, and I get a little confused sometimes. Like, okay, wait, it's the magician, the illusionist, which is a form of, you know, shamanic leader, but it's also the child, and it's also a primate, and you know, we just have to bounce around, and it's, Blue Monkey is perfect for that, jumping from tree to tree. I think that's Jose Arguelles' description of his own nature, or else I extrapolated that at some point, but like Blue Monkey changes guises quite a bit within its time frame. And Blue Monkey people maybe have different faces, you know, like their life is theater, and at one moment they're this, and then they're this, and then they're this, and they're very active and busy, but maybe there's sort of this, like, you know, not really mood shifts, but just like shifts of presentation. And I suppose the wave spell could have some of that, like, it's childlike, it's magic, it's playful. It's, I mean, you know, I ran out of ideas about it. I'm the magician. I'm a child. I'm a magician. And so on. Things are magical. Things are just like recess at school, you know. Is that really magic, or is it just fun to be young? I'm going to kind of leave it there. I'm going to leave it lying there. I'm not going to overanalyze, because that's not Blue Monkey. I remember I love talking about my Blue Monkey ex-boyfriend, because I think, yeah, we got together pretty early on in my reverie here, you know, probably 18 years ago. And it just, he would never want to talk seriously about anything. I mean, maybe he would like 1% of his life experience, but 99%, like, why talk about it? Let's just smoke pot and be fun and play the accordion and frisbee and fix cars. So that said, I don't think we need to get all in the weeds here of like, what makes Blue Monkey tick? Because that's not really the Blue Monkey vibe. I might come back to it if I have some thoughts that catch up with me. I guess what I want to offer is where we are in the Blue Monkey wave spell. We are on the ninth day. So, you know, using this formula that I offer, really, you only get 10 days sort of with the tribe in a form of a journey. Well, no, that's not it. The journey is 13 days, but the actualization of the tribe's sort of power and majesty, accomplishment, you know, the peak experience with the tribe, it passes through 10 stages. And then the 11th, 12th, and 13th are the undoing of the power of the tribe, but we're still in the tribe's time, so it's all related to the tribe, and it's a reflection on the time of the tribe's ascent. But it's the first 10 stages or first 10 tones where you can really say, oh, this is all Blue Monkey all the time. Blue Monkey is dominant. Blue Monkey is central. Blue Monkey is our focal point. And then on the spectral day, more things are introduced than the sort of predominant Blue Monkey piece. And I'm just jumping all over like a monkey as promised, but I noticed so strongly on the magnetic day, we attract our purpose. I really hold on to that. It's always fresh information because we switch from one wave spell to the other. So there is this, you know, revelation, like, okay, wait, this is new energy. I feel it. you know, White Mirror goes on and dwindles, and then Blue Monkey comes in, magnetic, powerful. And that magnetic tone is everything that will unfurl over 13 tones. So it's like a real, what do they say? It's a real gut punch. It's really magnetic. You know, you feel it. You feel this awesome power and purpose surging through you in the vein of the designated tribe, i.e. Blue Monkey and Blue Magnetic Monkey. And I've just been enjoying seeing the magnetic days connected in that way. That's a dog. Every time there's a magnetic day, there is that potency, which is obvious. I mean, that's what the description of the magnetic tone is, but I just really like that. I like that not only are the wave spells individually an adventure with all these designated stages, but that you can thread some of the tones from wave spell to wave spell, i.e. the magnetic tone, and see a common theme. So you could look for that. You could look to see if that's happening for you. Yeah, but that was a tangent. And the original state of mind, I was letting go. Oh, I was saying in the solar, it's the solar day, blue solar storm. In the Blue Monkey wave spell, we are pulsing our intention. And you know what I say, on the solar tone, we have a conversation with the sun. I just met a solar person. He is my plumber. And I didn't just meet him, but I'm really, this is what I said last podcast, like I do not ask people's birthdays when I meet them anymore. I did for the first 5 or 10 years. And then I just moved to Southern California and I just was like, I'm not going to approach my colleagues at this private grammar school for their birthdays. So I went through a whole year without really knowing a bunch of people's day signs. Anyway, so that's just the thawing out on the fervor of knowing everyone around you's Mayan astrology. But I asked my plumber for his birthday. He is Mexican. He is Aztec. He's really into Vikings. So I just really love all these, like, you know, positive cultural appropriation pieces. So anyway, he is a red solar serpent and he has a tattoo of his skin peeling back to show his scales. He didn't know he was a red serpent, but he started talking about like the Nordic snake deity. So anyway, he's solar. He's a red solar serpent. And why I'm telling you this is because I told him, like, it came off the top of my head, first thought, best thought, highest chakra point. I said to him, it's like you would rather spend time talking to the sun than to people around you. I don't know that that's a perfect encapsulation of solar people or the solar tone, but I just liked it. I thought, yeah, that's kind of a cool way to say it, that on the solar day, we're just way more connected to the heavens, the sun god, than what's happening around us. On the planetary day or planetary tone, that gentle, parental, or all-knowing divinity is like, hey, thanks for checking in with me. You're going to kind of use the power that you think you want from me or that I give you, the power you want to share with me sort of selectively, you're going to use that for your experience on the planet. And this is how. And I think there can be a little disappointment, like, wait, I just want to hang out with you. You're so much more pure and powerful. You don't have a personality. It's easier, Sun God. And Sun God says, okay, well, thank you. Nevertheless, I empower you so that you can really fulfill this human or planetary destiny. So again, please pay attention to the planet. And I say that because we just finished the planetary moon yesterday. That's the biggest deal about this podcast that I'm sort of dragging out. It's the end of the planetary moon yesterday. Today's the beginning of the spectral moon. The planetary moon was that moment for 28 days, I'm guessing, of our divine impulses and appetites for all things holy and pure and sort of enlightened and off planet, aiming for the sun. I want to do this. This would be amazing. Don't you think so? Sun God turned in a more serious turn, honestly. It kind of even a deflated place of like, you know, yeah, you have all this zeal. I'm being the sun god now. You have all this zeal. You have all of this appetite for enlightenment. You're on fire. You're like a shooting star. But you're incarnated. That's your soul expression, but you have a body. You have to attend to your body now. In the planetary moon, culturally, there was this giant shift towards resolving a lot of coronavirus in the United States. And that really, really did happen over 28 days, that it hit its sort of climax of containment, and we've got our masks off outside. So I think that was an example of that, like concern for our planetary experience, looking around us peripherally and getting that work of human survival done. All right, so there are all these layers in my head, but solar day, Sunday, May 2nd, planetary day, Monday, May 3rd, yellow planetary sun, actually, blue solar storm, Sunday, Monday, yellow planetary sun, and Tuesday, red spectral dragon, spectral day, spectral moon. We'll get there in a second. So today, if you're listening, it's a solar day, like the moon before last. Monday, if you're listening, it's planetary, like the moon we just left behind. And now you remember everything I said about planetary and everything you learned over 28 days. And we move on, like we take it in. We take it in thickly. And it gets lodged somewhere in our psyche. And you can access it now. Every time you have a planetary day, you can get pieces of what this planetary moon was like for you or what you heard about it. And start observing naturally, easily, what's comparable when the planetary days arise. By the end of the spectral moon, same thing. Solar day that we're having right now, can you feel the moon before last? 29 days ago it ended. Can you feel it? And can you feel informed about this solar day based on your own exposure to the moon that we went through together? I said this recently and it made sense to me. Just like, it's so important to go through the 13 moon year because it's our year. It's how we count the year in this teaching, and because we get in rhythm with 13 moons that are even length instead of arrhythmic months of differing lengths. But it's also just it's a journey. It's a 13 moon wave spell, giant journey of growth, so that our year that's 364 or 5 days long is a journey with really clear initiations and invitations to learn, grow, and let go. Like, we can name those phases as we move through them. They're not just arbitrary measurements. They are part of a continuum that we celebrate and is oriented toward, you know, those hackneyed words like ascendance and enlightenment, you know, whatever that means. But growing larger, freeing our souls, moving towards our sense of the divine realms for a blessing and to show our devotion. Anyway, that all happens. And it's a schoolroom where we get to learn about each tone for 28 days. So that's what's going on here. And so we put the planetary moon to rest, and I gave you the heads up, like, it's not just the end of the moon, it's the end of what I just described, you know, 10 stages of going towards the sky, and now we have 3 stages of falling from the heights of our ascent towards the sky. It's very interesting in a way because we finished up that white mirror wave spell, but we were also finishing the first half of the Zolk'in. So I taught you about the red monkey genesis. So we finished up that wave spell, and it wasn't just the completion of the wave spell, it was the completion of a lot of learning and growth that happens in the first half of the Zolk'in. And now we're not just completing the planetary moon, we're completing 280 days of upward movement of aspiring to get to the stars where the ascended Maya are. But we're not going to go. We're going to stay. So planetary moon check behind us. Blue monkey wave spell. Best I can do about that. Blue storm day and a blue storm year. If you're listening on Sunday, another opportunity to check in. It's been 20 days, wow, since our galactic return. That was April 12th. That meant that April 12th was blue lunar storm, the day, coming again within the blue lunar storm year. So that was exciting. You can maybe remember what was going on around then because I was really touting it and going, it's galactic return, da-da-da. It's the macrocosm, it's the microcosm, it's the reiteration, it's the fulfillment, it's all these exciting keywords. And now it's been 20 days since that point. Seems fast to me. I think time's moving kind of fast again as we break out of quarantine. So we've been 20 days since blue lunar storm, and it's blue solar storm. And it's a fiery transformational day. I have a whole memory log of this day. Something major happened in my life. Not going to talk about it here. Only going to talk about not talking about it. Blue storm lady, Lisa, blue storm person in a blue storm year, blue storm day. It's a lot of storm. Then the spectral moon. That's what we have time for. Let's start with Jose Arguelles being spectral, blue spectral monkey. Let us just celebrate that we're entering in this 28-day moon situated in May, always into his time. He is the teacher in absentia. He left the legacy of connecting ancient Maya to modern times. All these English words, descriptors, you know, his way of integrating the chakras with the Mayan teachings, his way of integrating, he integrated the runes with it. I think we're just left with the chakras. I don't talk about the runes, but in any case, he was being very good at drawing all parts of the world into this, like, time warp, and it took us to the top of a Mayan pyramid where we receive from the ascended Maya, i.e. the deceased Maya, who are angels now, and we can feel it when we walk their path. You know, they were enfolded, you know, in their oversight from some paranormal place. That's lovely. So spectral time takes us kind of the heart of what we're doing here, dissolving the boundaries between ancient and modern through our daily practice. You know, I wouldn't say like through our bodies, I am the portal. No, the calendar is the portal. And if we are interested in the calendar and we use it to mark our days, to wake to dream to, then we're in the portal. So it's non-egoic. It's not self-centered. It's calendar-centered. And it's not like an evangelical experience. It's It's more of like spiritual fitness. Like, this is how I'm going to pace myself spiritually so that I'm fit in this Mayan, way of being. So that's one thing about the spectral moon that I somehow wanted to throw out there. It's not really a red herring. It's just my best way of entering the spectral time, which is a really non-linear, non-cognitive passage by just sort of situating myself in homage to Jose. You know, thanks, Jose. I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd still just be looking at my tarot cards if I hadn't stumbled into something so selectively enchanting. What is easiest for me to understand and express about the spectral tone is that it is just the breaking wave, like the Japanese painter makes, you know, the giant wave that is spilling over, that's spilling over the crescent shape where the surfers can get tubular. That is spectral. And the word to dissolve and liberate come from Jose Arguelles. So dissolving of pressure, dissolving of tension, dissolving of solidity. When I was sort of starting out, I liked to say to people, including myself, who feared the spectral tone or it felt destabilizing, like, look, the definition of an orgasm is spectral. It is the relief of tension. And that feeling is kind of like the best part of spectral energy. So for 28 days, you have to wrestle with the low points of feeling like you can't control stuff. You know, the ground is falling out from underneath you. Spacing out or feeling seasick from like sudden change, altitudinal change. That over on one side. And then on the other is kind of like the ecstasy of things being not bound, not boundaried, not ordered, and maybe even, you know, orgasmic in some way. You could say that sometimes it feels like you're falling and sometimes you're flying. Or you could get into the whole, you know, how many, or I don't know what those like Japanese parables are, but like, am I falling or am I flying? It's the same thing. Right, it's just how you look at it. So spectral, you mostly think about dropping from the peak, 10 stages of growth taking us to a peak, all of that altitude climbing. Now we're like falling back to earth in one stage, 10 stages up, one down. So it's pretty rapid. It's sudden. It occupies a lot of our attention. I'm recording from the last day of the planetary moon. And so I can't speak from the whole, like, okay, I woke up on this first day of the spectral moon and it's already crazy different. So I will, though. I'll check in with that on Wednesday. I'll be taking notes of what is so obviously different from the very beginning of the shift into the new moon. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, that's about it on like the lecturing about the spectral tone. Undoing, a time of undoing. I think that the last thing always, you know, I can hear it in my own exposition here, is just lunar year, constant theme, especially coming back to the blue storm day, that in this blue storm year, blue lunar storm year, You know, I'm always polarizing things. Like, it's this shadow, it's this light. You know, it's, you know, am I falling, am I flying? That's just perfect lunar dichotomy. And we're just beaten down by that at this point. But the year peaked, you know, in the planetary time yesterday. And now the year, blue lunar storm, is starting to unwind and dissolve orgasmically, I hope, as well. Hi, I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.